it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. To pray one or two prayers very quickly and very intensely. At the beginning of this year, God promised us that every storm shall be stilled. And that every shaking shall cease. We thank God that that is already coming to pass. So why don't we just thank Him? Let's bless Him because He's stilling the storms. And He's stopping the shakings. Let's call on the Almighty God and say, Father, we want to thank you tonight. Thank you for what you have done so far. We know what you have started, you will complete. Go ahead, let's thank the Almighty God. Let's open our mouth and praise Him. Let's magnify His holy name. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. That He's stilling the storms and He's stopping the shakings. Let's magnify His holy name. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's magnify His holy name. Tell Him, Father, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. Because what you have started, you will complete. You are a faithful God. There's no one like you. Oh yes, we just want to bless your holy name. Because we know that all will surely be well. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him, brethren. Let's magnify His holy name. Let's thank Him so that He can do more. Let's glorify His holy name. Let's thank Him. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be magnified. Definitely is the controller of storms. Oh, there's no one like Him. When He says, peace be still, everything will be still. So let's glorify His holy name. Yes, Father, we just want to bless you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done already. We know the work you started, you will complete. We know the devil is wasting his time. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And let's call on the Almighty God. That whatever demon is causing trouble in Ife and Modakeke be silenced. Let's call on the Almighty God. Let's decree in the mighty name of Jesus that every demon that is causing the havoc in Ife and Modakeke be silenced permanently today. That not a single one of them will be able to make any further move. That the peace of the Almighty God will return to Ife and Modakeke on a permanent basis from now on. Let's call on the Almighty, the Lord of hosts. Let's say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. No more. No more killings. No more bloodshed. No more violence. We decree in the mighty name of Jesus that every form of violence, in Ife and Modakeke, will cease tonight. That the Almighty God will take control. That the name of the Lord be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, promise us at the beginning of the year that Pharaoh shall drown. Let's call on the Almighty that when Pharaoh is drowning, not a single one of his soldiers will survive. Let's call on the Almighty God. Drown Pharaoh completely, Lord. And all his hosts. Don't let a single one escape. Drown every one of the hosts of Pharaoh. Drown Pharaoh and drown all his hosts. Absolutely. Completely. Drown Pharaoh and all his hosts. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let a single one escape, Lord. To the glory of your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. There's a song that says, in the name of Jesus, send thy light. Send thy light into my home. I want you to sing that song before we pray our next prayer. In the name of Jesus, send a light, send a light, send a light, Jehovah, send a light into my home. In the name of Jesus, send a light, send a light, send a light, Jehovah, send a light into my home. In the name of Jesus, send a light, send a light, send a light, Jehovah, send a light into my home. In the name of Jesus, send a light, send a light, send a light, Jehovah, send a light into my home. In the name of Jesus, send a light, send a light, send a light, Jehovah, send a light into my home. I want you to open your mouth if you love your family and pray that, Father, every form of darkness in my home, in my family, send your light and scatter them. Let's open our mouths and call on the Almighty God. Father, send your light. Send your light. Scatter every form of darkness in my home, in my family, in my life, in my heart, in my village, in my town, in my state, in Nigeria. Send your light, O Lord. Send your light, Father. Scatter every form of darkness. Send your light, O Lord. Send your light. Send your light. Send your light. Send your light, O Lord. Scatter every form of darkness. Send your light, O Lord. Scatter every form of darkness in my home, in my family, in my life, in my heart, in my business, in the church of God. Send your light, O Lord. Scatter every form of darkness. Scatter every form of darkness. Yes, Lord. Send your light, Lord. Remoko rundrama sheke kitu rundere moko shanta. Tinde remoko rundere moko shete rundrama moko shanta. Thank you, Father. Send your light, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the month of April, we'll be having Holy Ghost service in two places abroad. Let us pray that the God who has been doing wonders in Nigeria will show these white people that God is in Nigeria. Let's call on the Almighty God. Say, Father, glory these Holy Ghost services. Show them, Lord, by your power, by miracles, by signs, by wonders, that God is in Nigeria. Do mighty things, O Lord. Do marvelous things, O Lord. Spread your mighty wings over the entire Europe. Show them that something good can come out of Nigeria. Do marvelous things, O Lord. And we will bless your name for it. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, because of what we are about to do very soon, I want you to lay your hand on your head and pray. And say, oh Lord, don't let my head refuse your blessing. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Father, don't let my head refuse your blessing. Don't let my head refuse your blessing. I call on you tonight, oh Lord. Father, don't let my head refuse your blessing. Please, Lord. Please, oh Lord. Don't let my head refuse your blessing. Do marvelous things now, oh Lord. Whatever you have to do so that my head will not refuse your blessing, do it now, O Lord. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Maybe before I pray, you may have something special you want to ask God for yourself. Why don't you talk to him now? Talk to the Lord now. Whatever may be your special request, talk to the Lord about it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you because you are always around to hear our prayers. We thank you that we have somebody like you to run to in the time of trouble. We thank you because we have never lost a battle. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
every storm, steal them in Jesus' name. Every shaking, including that in Modake and Ifes, let them cease in Jesus' name. Every problem that the enemy may want to put in the way of progress of Nigeria, uproot in Jesus' name. Let every Pharaoh drown. Let all the hosts of Pharaoh drown. And Father, even as your children have prayed, and the Holy Ghost services in Holland and in London, show your power. Let them know that something good can come from Nigeria. And Father, every request of your children, let them become testimonies. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Now, if you are sure the devil is going to leave your home alone from today, shout hallelujah. If you are sure that every curse that has been working in your family all these days will be completely uprooted tonight, never to come again, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Talk to you for 10 minutes on inherited blessings. We've talked about inherited curses, now let's talk about inherited blessings. So tell your neighbor, it is my turn now. And if that neighbor is dozing, if you love the fellow, say, you better wake up now. Inherited blessings. When a child begins to grow up, he begins to create problems for himself through wrong associations. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, 1 Corinthians 15:33, the Bible says evil communications or evil associations corrupt good manners. And if you don't check the people your children are associating with, they could get into very serious trouble. That is why it is not just enough to hear that your child is going to a church. Find out what kind of church. There's a church, for example, in Uganda, where the owners of the church murdered several hundreds of the members. I can give you example upon examples of people who have sought for miracles in dubious churches, and the results are catastrophic. Be careful where your children go to fellowship. Evil communications can corrupt good manners. And if you don't check them, they may get involved with those who are dealing with what the Bible calls false fires. Strange fires. The children of Aaron got involved with strange fires and God killed them in spite of the fact that Aaron was their father. So I want you to be careful where your children fellowship. As far as I'm concerned, I have never asked anyone not to go anywhere they want to worship. I'm not building a kingdom for myself. This is not the Redeemed Christian Church of Adeboye. This is not Adeboye Evangelistic Association. And you will never hear me talk about Adeboye World Outreach. I'm only interested in one church and one church only, and that is the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So if you like, you can jump from church to church. That is up to you. If you like, God can lay his hand upon you here and you say you don't like that one, and you can go and put your head for somebody else to lay his hand upon. Whatever you bring home from there is your headache. I've told you of a sister who said our prayers are too slow in acting, and he went to somewhere where the prayer is surefire. And she said she was looking for a child, and by the time they prayed the surefire prayer for her, she became pregnant. He came back and said, "You see," I said, "congratulations. All I want is that God will answer your prayers." But she became pregnant 20 years ago. She's yet to deliver. Be careful. Monitor the movement of your children. And you be careful yourself. The Bible made it clear. You will not know them by how much they shout. You will not know them by how much they shake. You won't know them by how much they jump up and down. You won't know them by how sweet their tongues. By their fruit. By what? By their fruit you shall know them. That's why we need to pray more and more for these children. When your child is going to school, pray for them. That's why we're going to do something very special tonight. We're going to rededicate all these children to the Almighty God. Because I know one little witch that was about 7 years old. When we questioned her, she said, "My classmate gave me cola not to eat in school." If your child is dedicated to the Almighty God, truly dedicated to the Almighty God, he will keep evil company away from that which belongs to him. Now, if the parents are blessed, the children will benefit from the blessing. Just as curses flow downward, blessings also flow downwards. If I'm blessed, and I know I am blessed, it is automatic that my children will be blessed. That's why I know you are blessed. I didn't hear your amen. Abraham is the one that the Almighty God pronounced his blessing upon. And the Bible tells us that the blessing that God pronounced on Abraham made Abraham great. By the time the blessing got to the son of Abraham, it has multiplied. So much so that the Bible said Isaac was very great. By the time the blessing reached Jacob, Even though Jacob was a 419 man,
Jacob,
by the time God met him, because of the faithfulness of God, the blessing on Abraham still kept on multiplying. So that by the time he got to Jacob, the Bible said Jacob was exceedingly great. But God showed Jacob that he didn't tolerate nonsense. He twisted his leg. To show you, sir, that you cannot continue with 419 and expect the blessing to continue, he said, from now on, you will limp as you walk. So God will not compromise his holiness. But if your father is blessed, even when you offend God, you will be punished, no doubt. But he will still remember the blessing that he has pronounced on your father. If you read 1 Kings chapter 11, from verse 28 to 36, 1 Kings 11, 28 to 36, when Solomon had offended God terribly, and God decided that he was going to tear the kingdom away from him, God said, because of David, my friend, because your father walked in my way, I will not take all the 12 tribes away. I will leave 2. I take 10 away. But I want a light to keep on shining in the house of David, my friend. Somebody is going to be blessed tonight. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
And because they will be blessed, all their children will be blessed. And their grandchildren will be even more blessed. That is true physically. And it's also true spiritually. If your spiritual father is blessed, you too will benefit. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15, we found that Elisha got a double portion of the power of the anointing of Elijah. And when you count the number of miracles that Elijah performed, it was 7 in number. When you count the number of miracles that Elisha performed, it was 14. Which means he got a double portion of the anointing on Elijah. And that means that you too can be twice as great as your father. My prayer is that God will provide me with children who will be at least twice as anointed as myself. How many of you want to be one of them? I didn't hear your amen then. That is why you must be careful when you are choosing your spiritual father. Because what you can get is only double what your spiritual father has, no more. And if what your father has is only when I was in Philadelphia, amen, that's what you will get. You get double that one.
So
It is not possible to find a son of Adeboye who is proud. If you find one, you can be sure that is a bastard. So tonight, somebody is going to be blessed. His children will be blessed. His grandchildren will be very blessed. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. So we are going to do three things now very quickly. Get your children near to you if you have them nearby. If they are already too big to be carried near, just know where they are. Just send your mind to them. We're going to pray some prayers of dedication. Whatever you hand over to God, God can take care of it. Is that, as some people say, the calabash you give to God will never break. And tonight we want to hand over our children to God. If you like, the prayers we are about to pray now, pray them like ladies and gentlemen. But I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. I've told you this story before. I have a very special son that I love very much. Because he was my first miracle child. And then he became sick. I did everything I knew. I prayed. I fasted. I bound. I loosed. I spoke in tongues. I rolled on the ground. I did night vigil. The boy got sicker. So after 10 days, when the child had not eaten for 10 days, I lifted my eyes to God. What else can I do? Why don't you heal my child? And God answered me and said, because he's your child. Oh, I said, I understand. Father, heal your child. No longer my child, is yours. Within 1 hour, that child was playing again. Whatever you dedicate to God, he can take care of it. So we're going to pray now. If your child is not lying on your lap, this prayer is a prayer you are going to pray standing. And you pray it as if you mean business. If sleep is trying to creep on you, tell sleep, I didn't come here to sleep. And we will soon finish now. Within 1 hour, you'll be on your way home. At least 1 more hour of serious business with God. That should not be too much. Before you dedicate your children, dedicate yourself. Cry to the Almighty God. I say, Father, from today, when I wake, when I sleep, when I'm eating, when I'm walking, whatever I'm doing, I am yours. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I dedicate myself to you. In living, in dying. Whether I'm alive, whether I'm dead, I am yours. Whether I'm eating or I am walking, I am sleeping, I'm awake, I am yours. I dedicate myself to you, O Lord. From now on, every bit of me, my money, my clothes, my business, everything I have, I dedicate to you, O Lord. I commit everything to you. I commit everything to you. I commit everything to you. My Lord have mercy, I dedicate my life to you. Everything that is me, my ambition, my hopes, my joy, my everything, I commit everything to your hands, O Lord. I dedicate myself to you. I dedicate myself to you. Completely, O Lord. Absolutely, O Lord. I dedicate myself to you. Take control, O Lord. And glorify your name by it. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. I dedicate my life to you, Father. My morning, my afternoon, my evening, my night time. Oh, yes, Lord, my waking, my sleeping, my standing, my sitting, my everything, I dedicate to you, Lord. Take control. Take control. Take control. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now I want you to dedicate your children to the Lord. Mention their name one by one. And say, so and so. Lord, you gave him to me. I didn't get this child from the devil. I dedicate him to you. I dedicate her to you. Go ahead now, talk to the Almighty God. Open your mouth and call on the Almighty God. Mention their names one by one. I commit this child into your care, O Lord. I dedicate this child to you completely. It's yours now. Thank you, Father. Now let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father,
Baba,
I stand before you today as a father to all these your children. And on their behalf, I am asking, Lord, that all of us and all our children here present and those who are far away, we all hand ourselves over to you, Lord. Take over in Jesus' name. Because we are dedicating all to you today, keep the dirty hands of devil away from us. Keep away the hands of death away from us in Jesus' name. Keep away any form of poverty away from us in Jesus' name. We are yours, Lord. Let your glory shine in our lives. And let us remain yours forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Please don't sit down yet. Just one more important thing. Curses have been broken. They will never surface again. We have dedicated ourselves and our children to God. It remains one important thing. Blessings. The blessings of parents on children will work wonders. I have told you that I am what I am today by the power of God and the pronouncement, the blessings of my mother. Several times I had faced death. As I journeyed, you know, in my youth. But my mother had always said, "Don't worry, go, you will come and meet me at home." She's also the one who said, "You will call one person, 200 will answer." I want you to please do something for your children tonight. Mention their names one by one. And bless them. Please do so. It doesn't matter how much they have offended you, forgive. Mention their name and say, "Joe, it will be well with you. You will prosper. You will be head. You will not be tail. You will not be a servant." Mention their names one by one. Bless them. Bless them, please. Bless your children. Open your mouth and pronounce blessing on them. Tell them, "It will be well with them." Tell them they will be heard. They will not be tail. Tell them it will be well. Tell them that they will prosper. Tell them they will be greater than you. That all the suffering you suffer, they will not taste it. Bless your children. Please bless them. Call their names one by one and bless them. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. All right, let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. Thank you, Father. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to pronounce my own blessings on you. If I were you, I will let my amen be very loud. Every one of you here tonight, including every member of your family, it shall be well with you. Every one of you and the family that you represent, you'll be far, far higher than your enemies. Any obstacle that the enemy may put in your way shall be stepping stones to glory for you. From tonight, you will always be heard. The children of your enemies will be your servants. And when you call one person, 10,000 will answer you. Beginning from now, whatever
church will supernaturally prosper. Whether the devil likes it or not, you shall reach your goal. You shall reach your goal. I say you shall reach your goal. Anyone who says it will not be well with you, in his presence you will prosper. You will not fail. You will not fall. You won't die young. Every sickness in your life will disappear. Sorrow shall become a stranger to you. So shall it be. And from today onward, you will never bury your children. You will serve the Lord. You will live holy. You will live pure. The power of God will sustain you. It shall be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Thank you, Father. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Go ahead, give the Lord a big hand. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Oh, thank you, Father. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Now, I've done my own part, and I know my Father has said amen to that. I know that this is a night you will never forget. Three little things to do, and then we'll be on our way. I think this is the appropriate time to say thank you to Jesus. You are worthy of praise. You have broken our yokes, and they are destroyed forever. We are dedicated to you now, and the enemy cannot have any part in us any longer. Your blessings have been pronounced on us, and we know we will be blessed. And whomsoever you had blessed, who can curse? Whosoever you promote, who can demote? Anyone you raise up, who can pull down? Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, bless the offering of your children. Sanctify it. Use it for your glory. We pray that in your kingdom, we'll be there to reign with you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Normally at a time like this, we normally call out those who will give testimonies. But the crowd out there, I want to release them now so that we won't cause too much of traffic jam on the expressway this morning. It's a pity because there are some fantastic testimonies here. There are people who are healed of cancer of the breast during the Festival 99.
There is somebody who said the poverty of 28 years was broken at the last Holy Ghost service. There's a particular one. I will want this one to please appear again next month because I want to see this one. Doctors removed two ovaries from her. And then at Lekki 98, a word of knowledge came that God was giving somebody a new set of ovaries. And that fellow now has a baby girl to prove it. Please, my sister, next month, come forward. We asterisk your case so that we can see you and thank God with you. But you see, while I was preparing for tonight, God gave me so many words of prophecy that I asked for permission to write them down. There are very many. I will read just a few of them. God said that there is someone here tonight who was born bound in the chains of occultism because the fellow was donated before birth. Because the father was a leader in the occult. God asked me to tell you that the chains have been loosed tonight. God said there is someone here tonight. Your umbilical cord was charmed before it was buried. So that you may never leave home. And then the Lord said that is what is standing against you each time you apply for visa, you want to travel abroad. That charm has been causing obstruction. Now God said, I will send an earthquake and the ground will vomit that thing up. God said there's someone here tonight. He said the story of your life can be summarized as follows. A desert over which it had never rained. The Lord asked me to tell you, your rainfall begins tonight. And then the Lord said, there is somebody here tonight. He said, your river of blessing has started to flow in trickles. And he asked me to tell you three things. Number one, he said, you must remain faithful so that the trickle will become a flood. Number two, he said, you must beware of fair weather friends. Who deserted you in the time of your trouble? And then number three, he said, you must remember constantly. It is more difficult to manage success than failure.
Lagbara, o si koro, o koro lati ri pe abojuto in the online.
And I like this one. God said there is someone here tonight. He said the biggest mountain in your family shall be moved before you get home. Then he said this, I'm just taking some of them. The rest, you will hear from testimony. God said, I will begin to reward good mothers from tonight onward. And he said, but I will also begin to punish unrepentant evil mothers. And I like this one. He said, I shall supernaturally reward wives who take good care of their husbands. Who take good care of their husband and their children. He said, I shall reward them with silver and gold. God said, those who allow me to dwell in their home shall be promoted. Let me give you one more.
There are many
more, but let me give you one more, just one more. I like this one. I think I will give you more than one then. He said, the pit of death dug for you by the enemy shall swallow the enemy itself. And then he said this one, those concerned will know immediately. He said, the chief enemy in your family is big and hairy. He said, I will take care of him. Okay, one more. He said, I will richly reward those who bring me presents. And I will say thank you to those who bring me unusual gifts. I can't leave this one out. He said, among my children present here today, I shall raise up stars. I think I better stop there. Let's stand on our feet. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah. Father,
Baba,
I thank you. Thank you for a glorious night. What a wonderful God you are. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Your children are going now. Go with them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Continue to bless them. By the time we meet again, let everybody have testimonies. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.